This is KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Hearing local voices on the radio with a lake view.
Hang on, it's time for the Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM Low Power in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and KTWH.org. The Beet Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances with diverse musicians and genre every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farm shows are repeated on Sundays at 3 p.m. Listen again to this session in 2 days on Sunday, August 20th at 3 p.m. Feel free to listen to many archived Beet Farm shows and all of our terrific programs by going to ktwh.org. Well, this has been an amazing summer for live music at North Shore locations and the Twin Ports. It's not over yet, especially right here in Two Harbors. In about a week and a half on Sunday, August 27th, from 3 to 5 p.m., make sure that you catch the wave for our second of three KTWH-sponsored Free Will Community Concerts. Yep, right here at the Bandshell and Thomas Owens Park. From Superior, Wisconsin, Born Too Late, as well as Shane Nelson Band, are sure to make you smile. Then the following Sunday on September 3rd, also from 3 to 5, catch the wave again with Marty and Beth Duo and Indecent Proposal. Meet me at the Two Harbors Bandshell for two Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5, filled with amazing Duluth area musicians. Remember, the dates are August 27th and September 3rd, both on Sundays. Well, we are going to welcome our guest today, Nate Weiler. Welcome, Nate, to the KTWH Beet Farm Show.
Thanks, Leslie.
We're just, before we really get started to know you, would you just start us off with a song?
Yeah, you got it.
Great. What will it be?
This song's called Further Down.
All right, and I assume it's an original.
Yes.
Further down the road, the story's there, but it's untold, and the past not paid, you won't look that way. Strangers, they may stumble by, but they can't walk, so they won't cry. Just don't think twice, let their cup run dry. Please just smile and then listen for a while to every story that I told. They're not preachers, they're your everyday teacher to help to guide the way you may choose to go. On the changing trail, it may be long and you may fail. You never know. You try sometimes. Single step is all you need. Repeat that simple step indeed. And mind your feet, clear your mind. Though the end's unclear, well, you're still here. Just lose your path and leave a trail. No one's been, you let the end begin. Move along. let the day prevail. Further down you look ahead, look all around, hold on tight what you found. Feel that breeze, set it down easy and move along with your bare feet on the ground. Yeah, further down. Further down. Companion shoe, those canyons helped alone the day to fade away. Without today, would you go that way? Say goodbye, you pack up light and walk alone through the night. Just travel blind to make the nighttime bright. Further down, man, I won't hear that sound, cause I can't hear or feel a thing. I just found my place, lost in this empty space, and soon I'll replace everything I found. Oh, further down. Yeah, further down.
Oh, nice. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, so that was a song called Further Down.
Further Down.
Yes, written and performed by our guest today, Nate Weiler. I loved it. You know, I love your voice, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's my favorite instrument.
All right.
Voices.
Easiest one to transport as
yep.
well, right?
We were just talking about that at the dinner table the other night, that if we didn't have other musical instruments, we have the very best one possible right within us. So
I love that, yep. Yeah. And really, yours is super. You know, I guess I heard you play outdoors once lately, and I'll get to that, but it's never quite the same as in this very studio, and your voice is wonderful.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I'm going to let the words of Danny Frank sort of introduce you. I'm just going to steal a few of his words here. Danny's the leader of the Smoke and Hot Duluth band called Smoky Gold, and he called you a songwriting phenomenon with a powerful voice that can stop a person right in their tracks, and unquote. The other local musicians also speak real highly of your instrumental abilities, and even that song was just so pleasant. So Danny Frank, I know you've played with his band.
Yeah.
And he really writes some good things, that, as well as other musicians. And, you know, when you think about some feedback about local musicians, you're going to get the most honest and oftentimes a lot of recognition or none from your peers.
Right.
And there it is, you know, people who you've played with speaking highly of you, Nate Weiler.
Yeah. Thanks.
I love having you here.
It's nice to be here.
So, how about another song right away?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is a song called Old Tom. Some of you might know Old Tom. Yeah, old Tom, don't know how he lasts so long. Been sitting in the back, cracking jokes and doing wrong. Eight ball side pocket, both by the dial. Take my drink to go, he don't wanna hear this song. My Uncle Thor, he hangs out at the candy store. His eyes, they've dried from sugar highs, and still he's wanting more. Stains on his jacket, Light up that matchstick, lick that silver spoon to feel the way he felt before. We're all just creatures of habit, caught up in the grind. It's in our blood, stuck in a rut, stuck in your mind. You might take some time and let it all unwind. Leave it all behind. And Annie Lou, she owns too many pairs of shoes. Her closet's filled with garments old, her cupboard's filled with booze. Yeah, but all things aside, she ain't alone. There's more inside. If there's one thing that she can't hide, it's an overdose of pride. She's comatose and blind. Yeah, she's drunk and obsessive. She's passive aggressive. She lives alone with the drone of yesterday's bad news. I'm a creature of habit. I'm caught up in the grind. It's in our blood, stuck in a rut. I'm stuck in my mind. And I might take my time, I'll let it all unwind. Leave it all behind.
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Very, very nice. So that song was called Old Tom.
Old Tom.
Was also written by you.
Yeah, I figured I'd just play all my songs this evening.
Yay, all right.
That one's my mom. My mom loved that song. The song is definitely in spirit of... Thank you, lovely. That song is definitely in spirit of... My mom worked she worked in detox centers, and she was a nurse manager for detox centers, and that song is definitely addiction-based, you know, habitual-based, and there's something spoke to her about that. And,
wow.
And she loved it, so I always think of her when I play that one.
Well, that's way cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, from kind of your first song, kind of a strumming... pattern with your right hand, a little bit of a surprise with some finger picking at the beginning of it, and that's a really a nice variety to have those two songs in a row.
I'm a hacker at heart. I'm a hack. You know, the it's all just kind of loose and probably goes off time here and there, but that's the fun part about playing solo. A lot of the time is just being able to switch back and forth and. I don't know, build up the calluses. And,
yeah.
I wish I could hack that well.
Yeah. And, you know, since we're just stopped for a moment, I must ask you, because I'm really enamored with your the sound of your voice, the quality. Have you had voice lessons in your life?
No. I've always loved to sing, and I'll go back to my mom again. We had a big music house. Like, there wasn't a lot of music being played. But records on all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just love to sing. And even I was raised in a very boring church. You know, we'd go to church and the songs there just had no life to them. But I'd still sing.
Yeah.
Because I just love the sound of that, just something, the reverberations, that maybe that's the wrong word, but the way it sounded in that big hall.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So my mom had the most beautiful voice, and I just loved hearing her sing. And I just started singing, and I remember being in grade. I talked to you earlier about my creative arts teacher, Miss Strickland, Miss Mary Strickland, who taught at Annunciation in Minneapolis for, I want to say, the better part of 40 years.
Uh huh.
She'd inspired all of us to be creative, to do improv and act and sing and create. And so she inspired that, you know, like just you should sing. You got it. You have, there's a voice there. And I always felt
See?
It.
Yeah.
And then started to break out with it a lot more, you know, into my 20s when you get a little steam behind it. And then when you, stop worrying about what it sounds like and more about what it feels like when you do it. I think that is the heart of it for me.
Oh, wow, that is really powerful, and that is right on. What was her name again?
Mary Strickland.
Mary Strickland. Well, I know I've heard that name before, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody else's teacher.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I really, really like the sound of your voice, and so she was right on.
Yeah.
Sing, she said, and
yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Can you just take a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're born, where you grew up?
Sure.
Yeah,
I grew up in Southwest Minneapolis. That we just actually drove by the house. Me and my older sister drove by the very different house. But yeah, I grew up there and pretty normal upbringing. Played a lot of sports. Got into music when I was in high school.
Oh yeah, and that was something else I wanted to ask you. How did that happen?
Well, I mean, my dad was a drummer.
Oh.
When he was a kid, and I was fascinated by that. So the drums when I was in sixth grade, and, you know, dabbled in instruments here and there before that, but it was always just the interest, and then you shove it aside like most kids maybe do.
Yeah, a lot.
But then I was in band all through high school. I played, you know, about as much as I could get my hands on poorly, trombone, trumpet, you know, all that.
All the brass.
A lot of percussions. I love playing a drum kit. And I played in jazz band, and I played in thrash metal and punk bands as well. Like, I played a lot of punk rock music in high school.
Yeah.
But I still, Boys to Men was one of my favorite, and remains one of my favorite groups ever.
All right.
So the you know, the differences in that. But I moved to Duluth in 98 for UMD to major in musical performance and jazz studies, where I had studied under Billy Bernard.
Oh,
wow.
He's
kind of a big name around.
Oh,
Duluth,
yeah,
as
sure.
As far as that goes. And college was kind of a tricky experience for me. I loved Duluth, didn't like college. I just didn't fit into that structure. I was good at taking care of myself for the most part, but I didn't thrive in the dorm, you know, house
oh,
party.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. I spent most of my time in Chester Bowl and eventually would just say, you know, if I'm paying for this, I got to move on to something else.
Yeah.
And I just hung around Duluth and would eventually find, we talked about Pizza Luce, I worked at Pizza Luce, and that kind of opened me up to the whole musical community of all the different wonder that is the Twin Ports community of music. And from there, I would work there for a number of years, eventually got into being a wilderness guide. That was my profession for about 15 years. I worked here in Two Harbors, actually, at Soul Trex. Right down Highway 3, Soul Trex used to have their hub, and we worked with at-risk youth. So we'd go out into the woods for anywhere from 15 to 60 days with these kids who needed a little direction. And I loved doing that. That would bring me to some more recreational guiding, where I was a hiking and raft guide in Southeast Alaska for almost a decade.
Yeah, that's amazing.
During that time, I met my lovely, loveliest partner, Samantha, and we've been together almost 14 years. We bought a house in between Two Harbors and Duluth, a little spot in the woods. We got 5 acres. My daughter Xavian, who you've met now and you could hear earlier in the broadcast,
yeah.
We had her
4-year old Xavian
settled in a little bit to Duluth because we've always been drawn to this area, and neither of us are from here, but it is definitely home, even though some would say that Xavian is the only Duluthian of the three of us.
I suppose, but no,
but yeah, maybe that was a long-winded answer, but
yeah, I just love people's stories.
Yeah.
You know, what brought you to this exact place? And so, what was your first instrument? Your very first instrument then, it was drums?
Yeah, I mean, I played piano. I took piano lessons for a week or two and was, you know, and same with drum. I remember my first drum lesson with one of my old teachers. His name was Peter Brophy, a brilliant musician. I should actually reconnect with him. I'd love to talk with him.
Oh,
but
cool.
But he got me into drum. He's like, well, let's start lessons. And that was just rat-a-tat-tat, you know, on the pad. And
right.
Couldn't dig it. I just wanted to sit in front of a kit. And that's kind of always the way it's been for me with music. I just wanted to sit in front of the instrument and noodle and figure it out.
Right.
Which you learn some bad habits that way. But I feel you can take those hacker bad habits and make them into your own style.
Right. You know? I was just going to say they aren't bad habits. They're your new style
yeah.
is what it comes down to. And that's a way cool story. You know, I would like to say then to any parents who are listening out there, structured lessons aren't necessarily for everybody, not for every kid. And sometimes letting your child know that it's okay to noodle, it's okay to improvise, it's okay to play the piano or any other instrument or sing any way you want is the beginning of creativity and the beginning of a musician. And it's not always You've got to take lessons. You've got to, I mean, for some, that's the ticket.
Yeah.
And maybe parents need to try that out on their kids if they have the means, you know, because then you get a big, broad picture of music. But letting kids just play, just, yeah, you know, play around with music.
Supporting the exposure, I think, you know.
Good for you.
It was always just, that's just it, is we'll never, you know, now as a father, I just can't imagine forcing anything upon anyone, but you kind of, if you're exposed to it, then perhaps it becomes something you really enjoy, and
right,
or perhaps it becomes something that you want nothing to do with. It's completely up to you.
Uh-huh.
Just
well,
support the exposure.
And you said one last thing before we get to another song. Earlier, you said something about having music played in your house, and that was the same with me. There was classical is my first love, because there was always classical music playing in my house. Everybody in my family played classical music, you know, but it was always, there was always music playing.
Yeah.
And so even if your kids don't pay attention to it, what you have them listen to just because it's in the house can have a huge impact.
Yeah. 92.9 is on in her bedroom most of the time.
Uh-huh.
The classical station.
Yeah. In my house all day long, there's 92.9.
Yeah.
Yep. But I, of course, having played in orchestras and the like, I'm whistling and singing and
yeah,
to all the classical stuff.
Yeah.
All right, how about another
sure,
song?
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got to know you a little
oh, yeah,
bit more.
I appreciate it. I could talk yeah, to y'all forever. I'm so excited about being here. I made a list and then I figured I'd just go by feel. I'm going to play a song called Salutations. Salutations to the passerby, a hobo and two lovers and a gypsy walking by. Salutations to the passerby. I got patience, I got hometown goodbyes. Salutations. Concentration, my head up in the clouds, a faded canvas, rusted stove, these things not to live without. Concentration, head up in the clouds. I've had elations, inspirations turned to doubt. Salutations to the passerby, a widow and a carpenter and a blind man walking by. Third Street Station, those muffled ears and wandering eyes. Salutations. Desperation, a penny or a plan, a window to an image of a motivated man. Time's a wasting, motivated man. All my relations are just a string in a tin can. Salutations. My relation, just a string in a tin can. String in a tin can. Salutations to the passerby. Salutations to the passerby.
Oh, what a sweet song.
Yes.
What a sweet song. And you know, That was a song written, of course, by our and performed by our guest, Nate Weiler, and that was called Salutations.
Salutations. Yeah. I was walking around downtown after I played in a band called Glenn's Neighbor. We're all still good friends. We kind of took a hiatus over some years with some, you know, in and out players, but we made a few records, and we used to have a studio space downtown. And when Samantha and I still lived downtown, I would just walk home. And I remember walking home from the studio, and kind of was just in a great musical mood, and kind of was feeling outgoing, and was looking up, as I like to do, and, you know, acknowledging those who are downtown, no matter who it may be. And I just noticed a lot of people looking down, and I'm thinking, man, we just all need to acknowledge each other a little bit more.
Right.
Regardless of, and I understand being in moods where you just want to look down, but I feel like we're all looking down a little bit too much, and should give salutations to all those who may
absolutely
be walking
by. And you know, a salutation can just be a smile.
And salutations, that word sticks to me. Wasn't it like Mary Poppins or, I don't know, something like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Something about salutations.
No.
It was Charlotte's Web, wasn't it? Isn't that
yes.
Salutations? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exactly
that
right.
Double C-C-C.
Did you know that? Did you think of that when you wrote the song?
No.
Okay.
I just think that word is such a pleasant word.
It is.
And, kind of old-fashioned, maybe. But
Charlotte's Web is my all-time favorite kids' book. I still have my original copy.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's one of my, you know, obviously, I saw the cartoon before reading the book, but so many of the, I was just saying, when the goose says, double E, double A, double C, 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 when she's spelling whatever very incorrectly.
Yeah,
that just burned into my memory, as many movies and old, you know, song titles and things
are. How about another song right away?
You got it. I'll play, let's see, what should we do? I'm going to do that one on the banjo.
Okay, I'm just going to stop in and, I mean, check in and say you're listening to the Beat Farm Show, and this is Nate Weiler. And here he's coming up with another song.
See if you're still in tune. You mind if I give a quick little
tune? No, go for it.
I've been doing that a lot.
It is kind of warm and humid in here, and it does affect our instrument strings.
Close enough for funk, is George
I like it. I like it.
This is a song called Bones.
Like the hearth, and my heart beats by the flood like being blessed. Blow, big spirit, blow, breathe just like a breeze does best. And I move at nature's pace. I might run, but I don't race. You can't slow me down. And I move along with the wind. Break out your cage and jump right in. Bones on the ground. Be with the green and with the gray, and teach that child the way. Body and say, man, your bones are on the ground. Float, my boat is blue. And I'd roll that river dry if it led to you. Love, young lover's love, my painted woman warrior in Duluth. And I'm walking in the woods like a barefoot baby should. You can't slow me down. Let us circle up and sing. All these voices, hearts and strings, bones on the ground. Dear,
with all the dealings of the day, and teach that child to play. Leave, you'll see, the fours have got you on your knees. Out here, sincere, I believe that she might agree. Lay down, man, your bones are on the ground. Your bones are on the ground.
I think that's my favorite song so far.
Oh,
no, yeah, that's my favorite.
It's hard to play favorites on anything, isn't it?
Well, you know, what is so great about that song is there is so much variety within that one song. I mean, vocal inflections and dynamics, singing soft, singing loud. Amazing variety with your guitar work.
Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, I can't even think of somebody else we've had in the studio who I've heard that much variety in their picking and strumming in one song.
Yeah, kind of let it go loose. That song spawned from when we were at a band practice, and I picked up an electric guitar and played that kind of very open voiced. I don't even know the chords. I think it's A and something else.
You
know, like,
yeah,
you're going up and down the neck, but I just love that ambient open kind of sound.
Yeah,
and then the song was pieced together from there. But when I play it out, I play that three chord progression for a long time. I'll go and go and go and go, and I just really like the sound of it.
You did some way cool things with your left hand on your two lower strings,
yeah.
And there were even some really effective silences in that song that I, you know, even if it was just for a beat or two, just very dramatic almost. Sounding, what nice variety.
It's fun to hear it pieced together from a longtime music teacher, because, you know, like those things make sense to me as much, you know, when you talk about pauses and dynamics and things like that, where a lot of it is very intentional, but down deep, you know, like it's not something I'm mentally saying, okay,
no.
Here comes this. And I think that was you know, when I studied music in college, the thing that I had a really hard time with was the mathematics and the a lot of that structure that I understood, but I felt like I was losing part of the feeling, you know.
And right.
Like we talk about, it's different for everybody. For me, I just needed to feel it and not try and map it out. And
well, obviously, that the song Bones that you just played, a lot of it is felt because it's not anything conventional or it doesn't fit any structure. And, you know, I have been working with a couple different musicians who play alone all the time. And they're wanting to be in our jam group, or they're wanting to play with others. And so sometimes they have to square things off into, and they resist kind of, but
yeah.
If you want others to follow you, you know, things have to be 6, 8, 12, you know,
yeah.
Things like that. So if people can play with you, but if you're playing alone, you just the world is open to you.
Yeah.
And I think you take full advantage of it.
Yeah, thanks.
Really, really nice work. I'm going to do a little short station ID right now. You're listening to KTWH, the Beat Farm Show at 99.5 FM. Low Power in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and ktwh.org. And, you know, this is Carl and Leslie's Beet Farm Show. We're here live on the third Friday of the month. And we're here with Nate Weiler and loving every minute of it. Carl, did you have?
No, I'm just, your music just really brings up a lot of memories for me.
Oh,
yeah.
My head is just swimming with memories.
Yeah. What's your one?
Well, I had an instructor that really stimulated me and got me to go to college. If it wasn't for him, I would have been happy being an auto mechanic.
Yeah.
And I held his hand when he died, and he shared the death experience with me. He taught till his last dying breath.
Wow, that's really special.
Yeah.
Isn't that not a powerful feeling? I feel very fortunate to have been a human who has experienced holding other humans when they leave, close humans, you know, very impactful mm-hmm. humans like that. And when that's what I gather from you. And hearing you say teaching until the dying breath, but it impacts me to hear you talk about being present and having your hands on someone when they pass away, because that's a big deal.
What a dear experience.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's have another song.
Sure.
And I did want to mention that Nate is right here in the studio playing his Martin guitar. I would venture a guess to say 75% of the folks we see in here for one reason or another bring their Martins, and, you know, some of them are a little smaller, some of them a little bigger, I think.
Yeah.
Carl has one, too, and they're pretty popular. I just want to keep everybody listening to this wonderful music and say that it's going to get a little bit more unusual because Nate has brought his banjo as well.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Should we do some banjo?
We could go back and forth if we have the time. I'd love it. And so while you're getting that banjo up, I do want to mention that, people often want to know where our guests are playing so they can hear them live. And if you need to tune, go for it. I know that you play at Hoops. Nate Weiler plays at Hoops one time per month. And Sunday brunches at Luce from 11 to 1. And I do want to mention something about Luce in a minute. Castle Danger?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dream Cloud, what was that I wrote?
Yeah, Dream Cloud Coffee is downtown.
That's right.
Where Jitters used to be. And
absolutely right.
And actually, the owners there, Charlie and Emily, they just bought the Mocha Moose right down the way here. And they live above the Mocha Moose on the highway here.
Oh, neat.
61, so it's such a cozy spot, and they're so nice to have them.
And what are their names again?
Charlie and Emily.
Yeah, okay.
We'll stop in and see them.
Yeah, maybe we will. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, you said you... worked at Pizza Luce in 1998.
2001.
2001. Oh, okay.
The owner of Pizza Luce, who started Luce, his name was Scott Nelson, and he's since passed. But he and I grew up in the same neighborhoods in Minneapolis, and he and my older sister were very close. And then that's how I got hooked up to Luce. I was working at Applebee's. Luce started, the concept was in 2000, and then we opened in October of 2001.
Uh-huh.
And that was the beginning.
And you had live local bands in there.
We weren't supposed to. That was the funny thing. The Black Labels were the first band to ever play in there. And it just kind of took off. We used to roll a stage in and out every night, four-piece stage.
Yep.
And then we built when the Radiators came to play, because the Radiators were a big, you know, Scott was a huge fan, and that was a big deal. So we had a very expensive stage and sound system put in for that band, and then it's still there today.
Well, I was in a band who played Pizza Luce, and I think it was about 2001.
Yeah, what band?
I played electric bass. We were called Fatty Pants.
With Carolyn.
Isn't that funny? And Tanya and Fiddle.
Tanya and Fiddle.
Yeah, and Sarah, who is a police officer now, and... JD on drums.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I was their electric bass player.
That's amazing.
It was so much fun.
So I was
just
there.
When you said Luce and those dates, I thought, oh my gosh, I think we played there when you were there.
I was there every night for a long, I would say 2 or 3 years. You know, like I just, if I wasn't closing the bar or managing the bar, which I eventually did, I was there. It was, and I loved it. It was great. It was just a whole new world of music and you know, just madness and chaos and beauty and love and just so much of the Duluth community opened up. It really just opened my mind to so much more.
Uh-huh. You were in the center of it.
I was in the center of it. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not positive, but I think Carolyn commented on my post about you being on the show.
Yeah, I see her at Menards a lot because we do the same kind of work. Like Carolyn, I believe she still works for Shiprock.
Yep. Yeah, I think so, too.
So, yeah, I see her at Menards. Yeah, and a lot of time it's just like, hey, because we're both there, you know, 19 times a day.
Yeah, I only get to see her once in a while, but I love hugging Carolyn.
I'll hug her for you next time I see her at Menards.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. What a hoot. All right, so, we're getting on with another song, and Nate Weiler is playing his banjo now. Oh, I love banjo.
I love it, too. I love that poster you got on the wall, the same one I got in my office.
Yeah, why don't you say what it says on there?
The poster is, if you're trying to sell something, like, are you interested in this car? And then you rip the number off the bottom.
Right.
This poster says, want to learn how to play the banjo? And the things at the bottom say, no thanks.
And you can rip that off.
And most of these ones are ripped off. Same with the one in my office.
Yeah.
This is a song called All Around. I started playing this on the banjo because I play in a band called Hillbilly Gene. We started in Alaska. They live in South Dakota now. So we only play once a year, really, for special occasions. But we play some original music, mostly covers, but this is one of them. So I started playing it on the banjo.
What's the name of it again?
The band?
No, the...
Oh, All Around is the name of this. Yeah. This is All Around. Summer's fading fast. The sweat upon my lips, it drips and gives my strings a bear. Raven silhouette etches name into the deck. The tin roof to my left, mirrors and smoke coming down my breath. The cottonwoods are swaying, not enough to bend. Normally their dancing cools my candles burning in. Shaded steps away, I think I'll lie here in the sun. The calendar don't matter, this heat wave has just begun. I sweat through my clothes, although there's snow all around. Bare feet on pavement and my toe is frozen in the ground. And I listen for that silence, hidden deep in mountain sound. Man, it sure sound nice. The kettle's burning hot, but the oven isn't on. Tick-tock of that clock is amplified and then it's gone. A tattoo upon my wrist, I don't care about the time. You ain't got no reasons, rest assured I will give you mine. Roam around on Sunday, swelter in the still. The earth is baking bread beneath my warmest will. I invite the water, wash away mistakes from other days. Soon we'll break the bread, that smoke in our blows away. I sweat through my clothes, although there's snow all around. Bare feet on pavement and my toe is frozen in the ground. And I listen for that silence, hidden deep in mountain sound. God, it sure feels nice.
sell me for no sunbeam. Don't you trade me for a spark. Don't give away your brighter day and hide out in the dark. The heat it takes a seat behind that face of highest stone. I decide to sleep outside while ice fields all creak and moan. I sweat through my clothes, although there's snow all around. Bare feet on pavement and my toes frozen in the ground. And I listen for that silence, hidden deep in mountain sound. Man, your whisper's nice.
Nate Weiler playing banjo, singing another original called All Around. Love your banjo.
Thanks.
First of all, can you tell us, how did you get started playing banjo? After guitar?
Do you know the first time I ever heard, obviously banjo is present here and there for people, but the most impactful banjo lick that really got me interested was off of Paul's Boutique, which is the Beastie Boys' second album. One of my top 10 favorite albums ever. And there's a part of one of the songs at the end where they just go into like Dukes of Hazzard, but fast. And I'm like, whoa, that's really awesome. Like, how fast? And I was interested in guitar at the time, but I just kind of fell in love with the instrument. And then working at Luce, Davey Carroll plays with the Turtles, and he was around, and Trampled started kind of doing their thing. And I was being introduced to bands like, Old Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack came around. That kind of me into it. Yonder Mountain String Band was a big one. And then hearing 20th Century Greatest Hits by Bela Fleck, that album, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a good time.
Nice.
I went down. There's a place in Minneapolis called the Pickin' Parlor, and it's right by where I grew up. It's on 60th and Penn. And I went there and bought a Good Time Deering banjo and just kind of went from there, kind of used my hacker guitar style to play. And it's funny because we talk about your own style. I don't use picks, and I did for a while, and I just don't like how they feel on my fingers.
Yeah, we should say that a lot of banjo players have, those plastic finger picks on every finger, I think.
Yeah,
and several.
You lose, and I'd love a ripping banjo player who can play with those picks. I mean, you have, a Noam Pikelny who plays with the Punch Brothers, and he's just one of the world-renowned. I mean, he's watching those fingers move at the speed they do, and there's something restricting about me not being able to not using them. But I also like how I can trade back and forth just like guitar on like a hammer style. You know, it's totally random, and I have no idea what you'd even call it. But I feel most comfortable playing this hacker style I do, and then like you say, you embrace how you play, and then you kind of get tricky with what you got.
Yeah. So
you actually bring that style of banjo playing to your guitar work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I notice that.
Yep, I think that once I started being more serious about the instrument, which I honestly, I said when we got here, I pulled it out of the case and I was like, I bet you this banjo's mad at me because it sat in the case.
Yeah,
for a while.
I heard you say that.
Because I have one that hangs on the wall, my Good Time, and then I got this is the deluxe Deering, and it's your baby, it's a baby, and it should be in the case. But
it's beautiful.
I should play it more. I need to play it more.
It has all this really nice inlay. I know folks at home can't see. It's really pretty. Very, very nice looking banjo.
Same place I bought it at the Pickin' Parlor down there in Minneapolis.
Wow.
If you're into that style of music and you ever in the area, it's worth just going in there and seeing some. I mean, they have $20,000 banjos on the wall, you know?
Right in Minneapolis somewhere.
Yes, I want to say it's right off 60th and Penn, really close to where I grew up. Awesome store.
Well, it's amazing. So, but you started playing, and this is always the teacher in me. I'm sort of talking to parents. You started on guitar, and then you added banjo.
Yeah, anything with strings I really like to play. I dabble in a little mandolin. My goal of my fourth decade here in my 40s is I want to learn to play the fiddle.
I was going to say if you're playing mandolin, then fiddle is really exactly the same, you know.
And I'm a fiddle. Yeah, I know it's the same tuning. The touch is just so different. And
right.
When I have, it will require a lot of my time, and I will actually probably go to get tradition. I would like to be traditionally taught.
I would like someone to teach me how. I was just going to say that, you know, to play the fiddle, you might want to, yeah, go some professional lessons. And let's pretend like you or even Xavian, when she's older, decide to take lessons from somebody. That doesn't mean that you have to stick with your first teacher.
Oh, yeah,
because a teacher and a student have to get along, and, you know, you have some unusual ideas about your own career and your own playing, and, you know, every fiddle teacher is different. Of course, if I had the time and the money, if you had the time and the money, I'd say Aaron Aldridge.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of playing with Aaron because of Danny Frank and the
Smoky Gold. Oh, sure.
And she is definitely the one I will be hounding to at least give me, you know, let's say twice a month or once a week if it's possible. But.
Right. You know, when I figured out I had to teach vocal music when I was an instrumental, I quickly took voice lessons from David Playfair right in Superior. Oh. And, you know, you just do what you have to do to be able to do what you want to do.
But what an honor. Yeah, it would be amazing to learn from Erin. I mean, I just watching her, you know, or watching any, whenever we're at any band that has a fiddle, I'm playing air fiddle. I'm air fiddling.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't mind mentioning that Amy Eichers, who teaches at the high school in Superior, is awesome. Jenna Mattson, not related to Rich, she's awesome. So, you know, well, Erin will recommend those people.
Yeah, great.
Whoops.
Okay. That was me. Could have been
I don't
me.
Know. It was me. Were you going to say something? Say excuse me then, Carl. Okay. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Excuse
so,
me.
Yeah. So we, let's see. Then I know you've played banjo for bands like Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, wonderful Low Sons, Danny Frank and Smoky Gold that we just mentioned, and Emily Havoc and the 35s. Yeah. Now, that was kind of recent, wasn't it, with Emily?
Yeah. Luke Myro, who is their drummer, he and I worked together at Lal Designs when I first started my job now. And we just hit it off musically, and he's like, you should come sit in. So I would sit in with them here and there, and that just kind of, you know, we don't play. Emily moved to the city. She's a new mom.
Yeah.
And Fred, you know, so the relationship with all those musicians really took hold, and I'm so grateful to be in their circle. I actually played for Emily's wedding. I played for her sister's wedding.
Oh, how nice.
So we're actually playing at Glensheen at the end of the month, the last Wednesday of the month. We get to play on the pier. And I'm super excited.
Oh,
for that.
What do you know? What time that happens to be?
Yeah, the music starts at 6:30. I believe it's from 6, or maybe it's 5:30 to 7. It's either 5:30 to 7 or 6:30.
And that's on the pier.
Yep, Glensheen on the pier.
Glensheen,
so you can pull your canoes or kayaks. What
date? It's
August 30th.
It's August 30th.
And
okay,
that could very well be wrong because I'm not great with dates.
Yeah, but Nate Weiler at Glensheen, most probably.
Yeah,
August 30th.
With Emily, and Emily's such a brilliant songwriter. She's just got so much pizzazz and really a lot of creative words. And if you haven't seen her video, she produced this really great video that was up for awards called Do You Think You Protect Me? I would strongly suggest going on YouTube when you're done listening to this and looking up Emily Havoc, Do You Think You Protect Me? And you will be moved. And you may hear a very underlying tone of this banjo on that track.
All right.
But we recorded it at Jillian Ray's studio. Jillian Ray, great fiddle player from, you know, the Minnesota area. And it's just a phenomenally moving song, and I strongly suggest checking that music video out.
All right. Very cool. So another song using your banjo, I hope.
Yeah. I've never done I did it. Just earlier, it was just me and Zay sitting in the living room, and I pulled the banjo down. I was like, I'm going to try this one. So this is a song called Battle Cries. I wrote it when I was doing a through hike of the Superior Hiking Trail on my banjuke. It's this little Rolando banjuke, which is needs some work now, but I'll give it a shot.
I think I own one.
Oh, really?
It's about this big. It looks like it's about the size of a ukulele.
Looks like
it's a banjo.
Looks like a toy.
Yeah.
But it spawned this one, Battle Cries. It's like the night has this idea, it just might change the way you think.
till the smoke rolls in and pulls it to the bottom of the drink. And the intention won't return until your spending day arrives. It will alter all your battle cries and the way you live your life. When the day is dropping breadcrumbs and the night is in the air, give sight to those who follow close and fight the fight that's fair. Cause you can scramble on all fours and unravel thread by thread, cause I will ramble on and travel step by step instead. Goodbye, sweet night, goodbye. Don't ignore my battle cries. Once stood by the bedside where a loved one's father lied. He couldn't speak, there was no need, I could see it in his eyes. He said, I'm scared, my friend, so scared, but prepared to move along. I've learned less from things done right and more from things that I've done wrong. Goodbye, sweet life, good night. Don't ignore my battle cry.
Wow, another wonderful original by Nate Wyler, our guest here today. You know, I do need to mention that Leslie and Carl's Beat Farm show, our next live one on September 15th, won't actually be live. A few months ago, we pre-recorded a session with an energetic, nationally known singer-songwriter who happened to be in the area doing a gig at Sir Ben's, and his name is Eli Lev, and he was really quite a unique fellow, and the station's going to air that pre-recorded show on September 15th, which is actually the usual third Friday show that we would have, but it's all going to be from 5 to 6 p.m., and so that's a little bit different, and we'll have to let Eli know that we're airing that show. He was so nice to come in before his gig at Sir Ben's. And let's see, we're running out of time. So I think we have time for maybe one more song.
Sure.
We might have, I know that Bob, thank you for being there, Bob, in the other room, Bob Lukanen. I know he sometimes has to fade out the last song a little bit, but if you would go for it. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to say thank you so much for coming. By the way, do you live near Jody Anderson?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
She's a luthier anyway. It's out that way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably. And we've loved having you, just absolutely loved having you. And thanks so much for coming. And
thank you.
I'm glad we got to tell folks where you will be, and maybe we'll catch you three and some other listeners at our Catch the Wave 2023 concerts on August 27th and September 3rd right here at Owens Park in Two Harbors.
This is such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been our pleasure.
What a cool thing you got going on here. I just love it.
Oh, thanks. We have loved it a lot. Carl, did you want to say something?
It's a retirement.
Yeah, it's our retirement fund is music, music, music.
Well, sharing it with it's such a grassroots, wonderful thing. And the energy you guys provide together, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And one last song called by Nate Weiler.
Well, this has gone through a lot of titles, and now I just call it Johnny.
Okay.